Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to be talking about the blessing of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Every blessing of the Lord is first spiritual before it becomes physical. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians 1, it says, let me just turn there so I can quote it correctly. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. It talks about the blessing of the Lord. Verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. All blessings are first spiritual. Amen? And we are blessed in heavenly places. From the heavenly places, it begins to manifest in the earth. And we are blessed in Christ. So you must be in Jesus Christ. He must be your Lord for you to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Say amen. And you must also be in heavenly places. So you can't just be a Christian who just say, I am saved and that's it. You must know your rights and the benefits that belong to you. You must have your insurance policy and know what is inside that insurance. And that insurance policy is the word of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You must know what God has allocated to you that is yours in his will. The word of God is the will of the Lord. Amen? So we've been assigned a will that comes from heaven. And they are all spiritual. Spiritual things are received into a spiritual heart. So the first thing to enjoy the blessings of God, you must be born again. You must give your life to Jesus. So this morning, whoever is hearing the sound of my voice that has not committed their life to Jesus Christ, may you surrender your life to him today. May you ask him to be your Lord and Savior, that he will now impart into your spirit the blessings from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. So now you are part of the kingdom of God. And everything I'm going to share this morning is part of your life. You can take it and it's a guaranteed blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is a very visible thing. First, it has to be in the spiritual before it becomes materialized. Before you can see it physically. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is the blessing of the Lord in my life? Yes, it is. It's in operation. It's not limited. The blessing of the Lord is not limited to a location. It goes with you because you carry it. Say amen. Everywhere you go, it goes with you. Say amen. It functions in any country. Even if you go to the poorest country on earth, you will enjoy the benefits of God right there. Because heaven is going with you. Say amen. So all spiritual things. So healing is spiritual. Finance is spiritual. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, we only think about it dollars and cents. It's beyond that. Say amen. You operate in a different currency. Currency of heaven. Say amen. All right, the blessing of the Lord. Somebody say the blessing of the Lord. It's mine. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It's a very short scripture. Proverbs 10, 22. It says, the blessing of the Lord maketh what? Rich. And he added no sorrow with it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord what? It does what? It makes rich. So the blessing we make. When you make something, it means it's not made, it make. So it's a process. It's a now thing. So today, the blessing will begin to make rich. If you are not rich before, you begin to start being rich now. In the name of Jesus, you will be rich in the grace of God. You will be rich in material things. You will be rich in influence. You will be rich in health. You will be rich in every dimension. This word I'm speaking right now is not for everyone. It's those who are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I'm in heavenly places right now in Christ Jesus. And this is for me and my household. Many of us have been saved for such a long time. You're saved, you believe the word of God, and to see it, you're not seeing the manifestation, the result that you need to see. Why? You need to ask yourself why, and you need to find out why. And all the answers are in the word of God. Say amen. The answer to every need comes from the word. The solution and the material manifestation of what you are seeking God for is in the word of God, and it will be made manifest. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It makes rich. This is not the word of man, it is the word of God. And he added no sorrow to it. In a moment, I will give you the definition of sorrow. That word sorrow is not, there's two different words for that word sorrow. I did write a little bit of it down, but I'm just going to see. That sorrow, first thing we know about sorrow is toil. Somebody say toil. Who like to toil? Toil means you work hard, you don't see anything, no result. You have a business, there's no profit. You go to work, by the end of month, you have nothing left. You work like a servant, that means there's no benefit. You work and you work so hard, you have zero. You can't catch up with your bills. The bills overtake you. That's called toiling. That's called hardship. Sorrow means hardship. He said the blessing makes no sorrow. So if there is sorrow, there's hardship, there's toiling, there's always struggling, you are not under the blessing. I say the blessing must invade your life today. Somebody say the blessing must invade my life today. Everything must change today. Well, it's supposed to change a long time ago because that word has existed before you were born. But it can only exist as you take it now and make it yours. Or it's going to be another reed. And some of you know the scripture so much, it's become a slogan. It's like a song. It's like commercials. Have you listened to commercials? Sometimes you don't even bother listening to them, and all of a sudden you're singing what you're singing. Doesn't mean you believe in that product, but it just went through you. Don't let the word of God just go through you. Let it become a reality in you. In the name of Jesus. If you are still quarreling and fighting in your home, you are under sorrow. Say that hardship must leave me today. Every disturbance must leave me today. He said the blessing of the Lord, he make me rich. It make me rich. And he added no sorrow with it. If you're thinking only dollars and cents, then you have mistaken. It's the blessing that will bring the dollar and cents. There was a time there was nothing like dollars and cents. People use sticks. People use shells as their currency. Seashells. People use salt as their currency. So it's human that named what currency would be. People use sheep and goats. They use cattle as the means of exchange. Some use water. So the blessing is beyond material things. Even though all material things came out of the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. I taught you before that the word, everything you see is made by the word. So we can speak to those things and they begin to work for us. Because the word, we magnetize the word. Word after its kind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Word after his kind. If you read the book of Genesis 1, when God begins to say he made it after, it doesn't say its kind, it says his kind. Because it's coming from the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is his. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, you can read that when you get on. That'll be your homework. It doesn't say its kind, it says his. H-I-S. His kind. A tree is not his. But in God, it is a his. Somebody shout hallelujah. English grammar, we say it. But God say his. Because the spirit that is propelling everything, that is feeding everything and making it materialize. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is going to make you and your family rich in every dimension. No more struggles. No more toiling. Did you remember when Jesus showed up? When the Peter and the rest of them were fishing. And what did Peter say? He said, we've been what? Toiling all night. What is he saying? He said, we've been in sorrow. But Jesus is not going to allow that. You can put Isaiah 53 up for me. Praise the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, he makes us rich. We're going somewhere this morning. Somebody shout hallelujah. Isaiah 53, we're going to read from verse, the whole three. We can read up to verse 1 to 5, but I don't need all of it. You can read the whole chapter on your own. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm gonna just read. I need from verse 3. That's what I need. But you can read. I'll read 1 to 5 for the benefit of those who need to hear a little bit more. Who had believed our report? It's talking about Jesus. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Anytime you see capital L-O-R-O-D, it's talking about God himself. Amen? Somebody shout hallelujah. It's talking about whom? God. He said, whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? What is happening to us right now, the Lord is revealing to us how we're going to get out of all kinds of spiritual, physical, financial bankruptcy in our spirit and in our home. Say amen. God has to reveal his word for you to get it. The word sets the captives free. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's talking about how the Lord looks when before he was crucified during that process. But this has not happened. This is the word of the Lord. But this is a prophecy of what's going to happen to Jesus. So we know that this word was fulfilled. When you read John 19, 20, 21, you see it. It was fulfilled. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. What did he say? What is Jesus called? A man of sorrows. Today he's no longer a man of sorrows. When he needed to carry all our sin, all our toiling, all our hardship, he has carried it. It is a done deal. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say it's a done deal. Say it's a done deal. He has carried all our problems. Worriness is sorrow. If you have worries and you have anxiety and things disturb your mind so easily, you say you have sorrow. Say, Lord, free me from all sorrows. Jesus is called the man of sorrows. Not just one, any type of sorrows, any category falls in, he has carried it. Is that in the Bible? Is it in what you're reading? Say, today I'm not going to reject him. I'm going to receive this word into my spirit. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the spiritual blessing of making me rich and no sorrow right now is going deep into my spirit. You better take it into your spirit. Out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. So put that into your spirit. And let it begin to flow and affect your health, affect your finance that you never lack. That if anyone say, I will not give to you, you still succeed. Your success does not depend on man. God will make you rich to be successful. Does it depend on who comes to your church? Does it depend on who is in your family? A lot of us like to know, oh, that person is my friend because they have money. I'm a friend to a billionaire. What does that mean? You're a friend to God, then you have everything. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not impressed by any billionaire because they are not the supplier of my need. Jesus is a supplier. He will meet my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And if I'm in Christ Jesus, I have access. I don't need you to get into that access. The door has been opened and I'm in it. He's a good shepherd. The good shepherd has opened the door. We go in and out and we get green pastures. I don't get dry stuff. I get sweet, juicy, healthy stuff. Including all my internal and external organs. They are all healthy and whole. Juicy. Heart that functions well. Liver that functions well. Kidneys that functions well. Eyes that functions well. They don't grow dim. They see. They see better than the eagle. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, he maketh rich. And he added no sorrow. I have no sorrow. My joints are working perfect. I walked myself to church this morning. Meaning I drove and I walked here. So nobody's ever going to carry me. If you're on wheelchair, you can begin to take that word. Sorrow must go. I can make you do for yourself. Put on your aggressive faith and take what belongs to you. Stop depending on other people. Stop looking at human. Everything will fail. That's the word of the Lord. He said, heaven and earth, we even fail. It will pass away. But his word will never fail. The word you are hearing right now, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he had no sorrow to it. It is working in my life. That word will never pass away. It will always function in your family. It will function in my family. Me and my seeds, see Jesus come, will always be prosperous. They will always be rich. No incantation, no divination can stop it. They are going, and it's already happening. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We move in the dimension of glory. And all my spiritual children too, the same thing. Because we pray the same prayer over them. Say, I am in the glory. The glory is not empty. That's God himself. You can never empty God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And make an ordinary person begin to shine brighter than the light. Did the glory not make Moses shine bright like the sun? How many days did he spend with God? 40 years or just 40 days? You mean 40 days your whole physical body changed? I can look at this light bulb right now and no problem. But nobody could look at his face. They had to cover him. He became light. Why? The light was always there. It was just activated. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is light. The blessing will make you light, not darkness. And if you're in light, sickness cannot dwell in you. If it's dwelling, I tell you, get out. Say, get out. Some of you keep sickness as a secret. It will remain your secret. Tell it, get out. Say, the blessing is making me rich right now. I am so healthy. I am so energized. You don't lack energy. You're not lethargic. You don't wake up from morning before you go to bed. You are lethargic. You know, you're a mess. You can't even roll out of your bed. Say, I'm free from all that sorrow. Say, amen. He has carried it. Isaiah 53. 3. We read verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men. So I no longer reject him, I accept him. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But was he rejected and despised? Yes. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteem him not. People who understand grief, if you lose a loved one, the person who understands grief the most is if a parent loses a child. That is grief. When we lose our loved one, it's grief. You grieve and that pain does not go away. It's like you want to die. You say, Jesus is acquainted with this type of pain. He carries it. So if you have any grief, give it to him. People who are abused continuously, they keep it as a secret. Either their spouse is doing it or their kid is doing it to them. Or the parent is doing it. They understand what grief is. They report it, nobody believes them. They suffer in silence. You say, Jesus can take this grief from you today. That blessing will make you rich. That grief will leave your house. Will leave your life. It's a mental anguish. Say, I'm free from mental anguish. He said he carried it. Give it to Jesus. If it's happening in your home right now, give it to him. If you live with somebody who's a tormentor, say, I'm free. Sorrow means torment. Say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. You're not talking about freedom. You got to be free. Jesus carried it. Verse 4, I will do up to verse 5 and get out of there. Surely he had borne our griefs. I mean, he carried it. You don't have to tolerate that anymore. The blessing is making you rich right now. And he carried our sorrows. Did he carry it? Yes. So you don't have to have that. If it's still in your home, get rid of it. Say, Jesus, I've given it. Put it in the cross. Nailed to the cross. It is finished. It is finished. It's nailed to the cross. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is finished. He was bruised. Verse 5. Did I finish 4? Verse 4. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. When he was going through that, we're saying, God, why are you doing this to your only begotten son? But God was saying, I got to get rid of this from all of your lives once and for all. Say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Complete work done. Say amen. So not only is he carrying it, he's going to heal you completely. It is a done deal. Say it's a done deal. The Lord has finished the work. I will not tolerate it anymore. So when Jesus showed up, when Peter, John and James, we call them the three amigos, you know, they're not Spanish, but you know, they're always together. Amen. You know, in ministry, you also have friends. There are 12 disciples, but these three just like to hang around. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. They have 70s. Then they have 120. But these three just like, they like their fellowship. Praise the Lord. And they also like to tag along Jesus. Somebody say, I'm part of God's inner circle. See, there's inner circle and there's outer circle. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are all saved. We are all equal before God, but we are not all equal. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It just needs, I'm going to press in into what God has called me to do. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah, okay, let me try to read that scripture for you so it's not like we're just making up stories. I think it's in I'm in the wrong chapter. Praise the Lord. Luke 5. My Bible was open to Luke 2. Luke 5. Luke 5. It said, and it came to pass. I don't need to read all of it. I'm just going to read. I'm trying to get rid of sorrow so that we can get into the blessing. Sorrow must go for blessing to come in. Say amen. The place got to be cleaned out. If you have a cavity and it's rotting under there, the dentist has to do what? Do root canal. Clean the whole thing out. And then place it with something. And then all of a sudden you say, hallelujah. I can sleep well now. I can eat. We got to get rid of every sorrow and grief. Jesus did it. Amen? But we're going to not put it in our home. Get rid of it. Stop pretending. If it is not well, take the word of God, sweep it out. Say amen. Stop pretending. Tell your neighbor, say, stop pretending. Get rid of every sorrow and grief. It's paid for, but it's still hanging around. Those iniquities got to go. Say amen. Amen. But you're going to enforce it spiritually. You can memorize the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, every single drop of it. It will not profit you anything. He said the letter of the law kill it, but the spirit what? Gives life. I need life of this word in my life. I need you to function in my life 24/7. Say amen. Say amen. It is a done deal. Luke 5. I'll try to read it quickly. Verse 1 to, we'll read 1 to 10 quickly. I don't need all of it, but I'll just read it to see what happens. That when he carries it and he sees sorrow, he eradicates it, everything changes. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. What did I tell you? The word changes everything. You got to take the word. You got to hear the word. Faith only comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Say amen. It's not faith comes by I have heard. We're talking about present. What you are hearing right now is what's going to set you free right now. It's not what you have heard already. Then now, there's a flow right now. The power of God is present to make us rich. Say amen. And I'm going to take it. Verse 2, and he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, that's Simon Peter, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship where there's multitude of crowds. I mean, if you know, if Jesus is present, everybody wants to touch him. Celebrity didn't start today. It started with Jesus. The crowd always followed him. Say amen. If Jesus shows up right now physically in this place, whether I'm talking or not, you're going to say, God bless you, Pastor Marie. I'm going after Jesus. Some of you want to even strip him naked by taking his clothes off him. So he had to enter the boat and stay out of the seashore so he can speak to them. So they can hear the word. Instead of getting distracted, I can just touch him. I mean, if you know, after that woman touched him, the hem of his garment, his prayer shawl. I mean, if you know, after that, people know, oh, you mean I can touch him and he doesn't get mad? Everybody now wants to touch. It just takes one person to start it. Somebody shout hallelujah. But this morning you can touch because the word is here. Touch. Take the word. He is the living word. Verse 3. And yes, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would what? Thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Me and Apostle, we've been on this so many times. Talking about Lake Gennesaret, we sat in that boat, we've been in it, we've been in the Galilee so many times. I think I've been 19 times, he's been 20 times. Praise the Lord. We sat in there. It has not changed. It's still the same. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is a sidetrack. Each time we're in the boat, guess what I do? I always put my hand on the side. I say, Jesus walked on this water. The water has not changed. It's still the same. It's touched my hand. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I've not been there, but we touched it. So each time we lay hands on you, that water has also come on you. It's a spiritual thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Water was not physically made. Water is a spiritual material. And every day you bathe with spiritual stuff. Every day you drink, you're drinking spiritual stuff. It came right out of God. That's a different message. I preached Waters of Waters many years ago. You need to get that series. Praise the Lord. My messages are not copied messages. They are direct from God. Somebody shout hallelujah. God, teach me and I teach you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Same with Apostle. We hear from the Lord and we do what he says. I ask God, what do you want me to talk about? He just tells me and that's what I talk about. Somebody shout hallelujah. Doesn't matter if I was cooking something before, I go to the new cook that he tells me to cook. Praise the Lord. And every word of God is delicious. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down the nets for a draught. Somebody shout hallelujah. When God shows up, when the word shows up, there's got to be a physical materialization, manifestation of the word. He finished teaching, now he's demonstrating the word. Say amen. Say amen. Because he already sensed there was sorrow. And now he wants to get rid of that sorrow. Verse 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled. What is that word again? What does toil mean? Now you know. Master, we've been sorrow all night. We've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Jesus, where this message by itself, say, launch down the, and let down your nets. Peter said, I will let down net, because he has not caught the revelation that every word God says, it means exactly what he says. I'll say that again. Every word God says means exactly what he says. Proverbs 10:22 say, the blessings of the Lord, what? It maketh rich, and he add no sorrow to it. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when God said that, it means that. When Jesus said, launch out your nets, that's the same word. He should have launched what? Nets. Fishermen don't go fishing with one net. They always have multiples because they expect a big fish. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sorrow was present, but today God was going to make him rich. The blessing showed up. Somebody shout hallelujah. It did not take 10 hours later, same day, same hour. When God takes something from you, he took Simon's boat to preach. Now he's going to give Simon more than what he needed. Anytime God asks you to give to him, he's getting ready to give you nets. He's getting ready to launch you into the deep. He's getting ready to give you a mighty drought, a big catch. Say, this is my season for a big catch. God is not a taker, he's a giver. Say, from today on, the blessing will make me not only to be a giver, you can take from God, but God always gives to us. God so loved the world. I quoted it before. John 3, what? 16. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. Did he say take the world? He gave the world. He gave to the world whom? His only begotten son. His precious. God is a precious giver. The most valuable, he gave it. Some of us, we give. We put the most valuable away. And you give junk. That's why many years ago I said, please, keep all your junk to yourself. Don't give me. If you have anything used, don't give it to me. except if it's an antique that is worth $1 million, you can give it to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keep your junk. If you have a bicycle that one poke is missing, that's not for me. Do I look like a junk receiver? Don't give me junk. The blessing doesn't give junk. It gives the best. God is a best giver. So when God commissioned you to give, he did not ask you to give junk. He told you to give the best, but you were in disobedience and you want to bring your sorrow into my life. I reject those sorrows. Some gifts will bring sorrow into your life. So learn to discern. Just smile. Thank you very much. Find somewhere else. It sounds arrogant, but that's the word of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Children of God might appear arrogant and I don't know other words to use. Or whatever it is, call it whatever you want. The confidence comes from God. And God is able. God is not dead. My God is not dead. He's an excellent God. So stop singing it and not living it. He's excellent. And excellence must be in my life. Must be in this ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whatever you're going to do, do it with excellence. Stop doing half and half things. It's going to be great because it's for the great God. If you have rubbish, keep it to yourself. I'm not speaking to human. I'm speaking to all things right now. Sam says, rubbish, stay away from me. Say amen. Say amen. What you allow will be allowed. What you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I refuse to permit sorrow. Sorrow, you must leave me and my household. I refuse toiling. I refuse hardship. I refuse grief. I refuse worry. People are taking medication for worries. They can't sleep. They are tormented day and night. Every little thing. God did not make that for you. That's sorrow. I said the King of Glory has showed up. Sorrow, you got to go. Blessing has come. The blessing of the Lord. Make me rich now. Make me rich now. Make my mind rich. Make my spirit rich. Make my body rich. Make my finance rich. Make my family rich. Make my ministry rich. Need supplied according to the riches of Jesus in glory. Not in earth. It's coming down from glory and invading the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, I got to finish this scripture. Every word of God is so delicious. So sometimes you just want to enjoy it so much, but we got to move on. Praise the Lord. When you get home, that's why you spend time studying for yourself. Praise the Lord. We're just here to activate you at home to study. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 5. And Simon answering, he said, we will do what? And said unto him, Master, we have toiled. So all the night I told you toil is sorrow and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. May God give you partners that will help you. In the name of Jesus, may you have partners that are there to support you, not to hinder you. Not to have crazy agendas. That they will be there supporting what God is doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If he just obeyed in the first place, nothing would have lost. May you not lose any blessing that God is sending you. May you be able to contain them. So begin to say, God, enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity now. Isaiah 54 says, enlarge your coast. Somebody shout hallelujah. When sorrow leaves, you got to learn to enlarge so that when the blessing is coming, you are able to contain. Say, I'm a container of the blessings of the living God. They're not going to come and then you start dropping them back in the sea. You got to take them home. Amen? Or help somebody with it. Some people are content with just me, myself, and myself. We're called to give. Children of God are called to be givers in everything. Giving of your time. Giving of prayer. Giving of alms. Giving all the time. Because God is a giver. Verse 6. And when they had done this. Okay, we did that already. Verse 8. I'm going to move on. Verse 8. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the drought of all of the fishes which they had taken. They had a big catch. He was shocked. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. I told you those three amigos, they are always together. They were all shocked. Peter is a loudmouthed one, so he's always get himself in trouble and get himself out of it. You know, so, but Jesus liked that. Jesus liked people who are not timid. Say, I'm sorrow too. That's part of it. Say, I'm free from timidity. Child of God is not timid. You're not shy and timid and looking backward. Because you're timid because you think you are not the best. God has made you the best. So think of yourself that way, starting right now. Say amen. Say, I'm the best. God did not make junk. When God finished making man, when he made everything, what did he say? He was making all the things. He said, good, good, good. When he finished making us, he said, what? Very good. Say amen. Amen. Some people say, but God, Jesus said, nobody is good except the Father. Well, everything God made, God said, good. So balance the scripture. Say amen. Amen. God calls you very good. Say, I'm very good. So from now on, stop telling your children very bad kid. God calls them very good. Stop calling people very bad. Say very good. Say, Lord, I repent of not knowing what I'm saying. And even if I knew it, I have mercy on me. So that your very good will be working in me. You know, it got so quiet. You don't like to correct yourself. It's called renewing the mind. You get rid of the old and put in the brand new. Say amen. So when you're asked to say something, that's your chance to be free. It is now. It just happened this moment. That moment passes by. Clouds never stay in one place. They keep on moving. So you can't go back and say, reverse, reverse, go back to there. No. Move with it. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Say, Lord, I receive your mercy. Amen. Okay, got to read up to 10 and get out of this scripture. Praise the Lord. There's so many messages in just this chapter, but all I wanted you to know is about sorrow was gone. Verse 9. They were astonished. And he was astonished, and all that were with him, and the drought of the fishes which they had taken. Luke 5:10. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 11, I'll stop at 11. And when they had brought their sheep to land, they forsook all and followed him. Somebody say, giving. You know, they could have said, Jesus, just hold it. Before we move on, let me finish selling all this fish. This is thousands of dollars. This is enough income for the rest of the year. My mother-in-law has been sick. She needs to enjoy. Because he's a married man. You can't have a mother-in-law except you're married and have a wife. He's going to say, Jesus, just give me, just 30 minutes, 1 hour. He said they gave, they forsook. They didn't leave it to waste because God is not a waster. They gave to those partners, all the other sheep people there that were not part of this word, they gave to them. And say, Jesus, say, from now on, you got excited about catching fishes? You saw the hand of God move? When sorrow leaves, you begin to catch men. Somebody shout hallelujah. You begin to have love for human being. When sorrow leaves you, you love human being. You will not be a fake lover. Because you don't love people because of what you think you can get. They're going to help me be the next stepping stone to my next place. God has already designed your life. Where he wants you to be, you will be there. It's unstoppable. It's not human that is going to take you there. God will take you. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's God that is taking this ministry to many nations. I don't know how many nations we've been. We've been in more than 40 nations. Somebody shout hallelujah. We did not go looking for man to take us there. We did not do any kind of political maneuver or human eye service to get there. Somebody shout hallelujah. You just go and God say, go. Money in your pocket or no money in your pocket, he supplies. Somebody shout hallelujah. He takes you there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you depend on God, the word must go. Because God knows we mean what we mean by carrying this word, and you truly love people, he opened the door. You will meet political leaders that have security that second, they want to meet you so you can pray for them. Put this little hand on them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He carry you through with entourage. Not because you seek any of those things. It just happens. God just shows up and heal people just like that. Even you will become like Peter. So, God? Sometimes you're already leaving the meeting and healing will just take place. Not because you were praying. You were thinking about, I'm going to go change my clothes and have lunch. And God is saying, I still have somebody to heal. And it just happens. So you know it's not you. It's just flowing through a vessel. You are just a pipe. You're not the water. Somebody shout hallelujah. And when you say I'm an available pipe, God flow. He'll flow through you. Say all sorrow go. Because if there's sorrow there, how are you going to flow? You can't. Sorrow is pain. Any type of pain must be eradicated. Sorrow is pain. Painful pain. There's some pain that just stays. Some pain that just stays. They just eat at you. You say that's sorrow. Let Jesus Christ say, carry our sorrows. Give him all the sorrows today. And let him carry it. In the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he had no sorrow. Jesus saw toiling. He says, I've carried sorrows. Has he gone to the cross yet? No. When he set Peter free. But he's a carrier. He knows what he's carrying. There's time for everything. But it doesn't mean that thing is not there. The anointing to do great things are inside you. But there's timing. When the time comes, it's released. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He released the blessing because he's Mr. Blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. He carries the sorrow, but he's not Mr. Sorrow. He carries grief. He's not Mr. Grief. You carry people's burden, but you are not burdened. If you're in ministry, you must carry people's burden. You take it from them and you give it to the Lord so they can be free. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you're in ministry, you can't say you can't touch the sick. You touch people. There are people who have AIDS. There are people who have incurable disease. Some people have airborne disease. Some people have sore in their body. You lay hands and you pray for them. When you're praying for them, they're talking. Their spirit is flying all over your body. You can't think about that because the anointing is present to remove all of that. It does not affect you. You are there to affect them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing will take that sorrow out and make that person rich. Rich with divine health. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I just want you to talk about dollars. I need dollars. Where? Your heart has to be in the right place and you have to be the one who can manage that finance properly. God sometimes check people out. He'll bless you quickly. But you can't keep, some people can't keep the blessing. It starts running dry. May your blessing never run dry. You must pass the test. You must be good with what God bless you. God bless you not just for you, bless you to give. An apple tree is not blessed to be just an apple tree. It's blessed for human to eat it. We make juice. We make apple sauce. We do all kinds of apple candy, all kinds of things to do with apple. You make apple tea. When we were in Turkey, they have beautiful apple tea. Oh, they had the best apple tea there. I never had apple tea. After that, I said, wow, I didn't know this existed. So good. Praise the Lord. He make apples. Apples, there are all kinds of things you make with apple. Apple chips. But the tree doesn't say, hey, don't eat me. The only tree who tried that in the first place was Mark 11, where the fig tree was wanted to be the first one to disobey what God has called it to do. Jesus said, I want to eat fig. He said, it's not fig tree season yet. No man eats of you. That does not exist anymore. Say, what the blessing God has put in you, may God not say, dry up. May you flow and flourish. In the name of Jesus. When God demands you to do it, give it. Let me do a little bit more. Let's leave Mark. So sorrow was gone. Did sorrow leave Peter that day? Made them fishers of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let me... Oh, wow, I got so much to share. I'm thinking if I should do all of that right now. Okay, so we are free from sorrow means being free from worriness, labor, pain, hardship, toil. Let's go to Genesis 3 quickly. Genesis what? Chapter 3. Actually, I'll do that. I'm going to come to the blessing. I didn't even touch the blessings yet. Gotten rid of sorrow first, amen? So that the blessing will work. Originally, I'll give you one scripture on the blessing so it's not like he never mentioned the blessing. Chapter 3, put something there. Just go to chapter 1, verse 26. Everybody knows this. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them, what? Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Is that a blessing or is that a sorrow? That's blessing. Amen? Man didn't sin. Man did not pray and say, God, give me all this. God said, this is my idea to bless. I created you to bless you. We are created for blessing. Say amen. Is that blessing? All the things I listed there just now, are they sorrow or curses or blessing? Blessing. He said, let us make man. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, because he's created the sea creatures already. And he blessed them. And over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. How many? Over all the earth. Is Canada, is Winnipeg part of over the earth? So you have authority and dominion to be blessed in this land. Your blessing is in this land. Say, I will be blessed in this city. I will be blessed in this country. It is not somewhere. It's available here. It's not all over the earth. So this place is part of the earth. And everywhere you go, the blessing must be there. It's for the taking. He said you will have dominion. I'm not going deep into that right now. I'm just telling you about the blessing. Verse 27. So God created man in his image and like, and in the image of God created he what? Him, male and female, created him them. So this blessing is for every man, every woman, every male, every female. they have this blessing. It's inside you. It needs to come out. And it doesn't come. That's why I say blessings are spiritual. God was speaking. Every word God speaks is spirit and life. Every blessing is what? Spirit and life. This power to have this is spirit. And it's placed inside your spirit. But it needs to come out in ideas in how to use it. Amen? 28. And God blessed them. Is that the blessing? The blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 says what? Well, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it had no sorrow. It was not Solomon that was writing that verse. God said it. Amen? And Solomon, through the Spirit, was saying the same thing all over again. Because Solomon understands what blessing is. He was the richest man on earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Not because he was the best. After all, he was a child that was born out of an adulterous relationship. So he should not even have the blessing, but because God has a destiny in him. It doesn't matter what home you are born from, who your father and your mother is. If a destiny God has assigned that be made manifest, it will come out. Say unstoppable. There's an unstoppable blessing. Because God has promised David, and God blessed him. Whether he sinned or made mistake or not, he repented, and God blessed him. Blessed his seed. Solomon was not, he was a womanizer. How do you have 700 concubines? That's not even a wife. He was a busy man. It's tough enough to handle one woman. He had 700 babes. 700 babes on the side. But the Bible says he was the richest man. Those babes were not working. They were not farmers. He had to be rich enough to take care of their gold and their silver, and their male and female servants. How much more the queens that he had? We're not talking about the queens, his wives. We're talking about his babes. And yet God gave him wisdom. You must not judge people. You must say, Lord, save them. Now, I'm not telling the guys here to go have babes. If you do that, it's sin. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus put a stop to all of that. He said, if you look at a woman, you have committed adultery already. He put a higher standard. Before Solomon's time, they could look at them and lost all they want. There was no commandment for that. But Jesus came and said, just thinking about it, doing pornography at home, and said, nobody knows. They don't see my computer. You have sinned. Today, be free in the name of Jesus. Christians doing that. What are you looking for? It's the same man, same woman. It's the same. It's nothing different. All the tools are the same. Nothing different. Say, Lord, have mercy on me and my household. We're not saying you're doing it in case there's any extended families doing it, that God's mercy will now go forth. Say amen. Say amen. God blessed. They didn't pray for it. God just blessed. Wow. I want to continue, but I'm just looking at the time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's some, okay, let me just finish this declaration of the blessing God gave us. This is the blessing. Every aspect of our lives is taken care of. Verse 28, I didn't finish reading it. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every what? Living thing that moveth upon the earth. Anything that moves. Even ants. Do ants move? Why do people see ants and they run? what's the other thing people are really scared of? Rats, spiders, everything that moves. Why is it that you take off when you've been given dominion? Somebody shout hallelujah. So you can go in your spirit. Everything that moves. Oh, let's not just talk about snakes. Some people, you just mention the word snakes, they are having heebie-jeebie crawlies. Everything that moves, you have a blessing that is operating your life over everything. Spiders. I never knew people were scared of spiders. When I was a little kid, we used to play with spiders. Even tarantula, we never knew the poison. Innocence protected us. Praise the Lord. We collect the spiders. We go play in the bush and say, how many can you catch? We didn't have toys. The things that grew in the wild were our toys. Praise the Lord. Get a stick and carry. Did you get a yellow one? There are all kinds of colored spiders. Did you know that? You didn't even think about snakes. That snakes are there to bite you. Innocence protected you. Snakes went their way. I've seen two-headed snakes, and I'm looking. How this thing moving? I didn't even think about how would this thing bite. One head that way, one head that way. Never knew about Siamese. Siamese twins, there's snakes too that have those. You were just fascinated. Look at how they're moving. And so slow. One is going that way, one's going that way, and they're not going anywhere. You're not thinking poison. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now that I'm a child of God, I told you before, my house, my family is a no-fly zone. Fiery serpents don't come there. Fiery bats don't come anywhere. Anything that passes through that I do not allow dies. Evil intents die. Pray all you want. Fast all you want. Wish any evil you want to wish is going back to your house. But it's not coming one way, the way you came. It's going back. Seven times God say, right? But for me, I increase it because God say we get 1,000-time blessing. So I send back to you 1,000 times. So don't mess around me and my family or ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You've been given power over all the creeps. Every creeping, crawling stuff that you don't want. Heebie-jeebies, they're taken care of. Verse 29, I got to finish. Verse 29, God said, behold, behold means see. I have given you every herb-bearing seed. You giving you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. And every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To it, to you, it shall be for what? Meat. You can eat anything that bears fruit, and you'll be safe. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Everything was given. Everything he created is so. Some people say he only gave you vegetable, but no, he says you can eat anything here. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is what? Life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. He listed everything he's given, and he stopped with green herb. Somebody shout hallelujah. Some people today have taken just the green herb and say, you're meant to be only vegetarian, no meat. He listed everything you can eat there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is that in your Bible? Huh? When we were studying, do you see the comma? Meaning the list has not finished. That's why you have comma. That comma means we've not finished listing. And to every beast of the earth, comma, and to every fowl of the earth, comma, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, comma, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for what? Meat. meaning he finished the statement and it was so. Colon. What do you call those two dots? Colon. Semicolon means you're still going to continue to say something. Now you're going to say something that's related to the same topic. Well, we're not doing English. Well, I might have an accent, but I'm pretty good with my grammar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. We're trying to finish this. Verse 30. Did we finish 30? 31. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was what? Very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Praise the Lord. I got to stop there. Praise the Lord. Everything God made is very good. I'm going to talk about the blessing. There are so many blessings that is mine. And I'm going to keep all of it. So sorrow has been removed. You must not tolerate sorrow ever again. Any kind of pain. Sickness is pain. Disease is pain. Not being able to pay your bill is pain, brings worry. Sorrow means to be worrisome. Fear not. Fear is sorrow. Say, I'm free from all of them. All kinds of pain. Rise with me. I got to stop there so we can do our offering and communion. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We are free from every sorrow. We are delivered from every sorrows. The Bible says you carried our sorrows and you carried our griefs. We release all of that to you. Take it from us. Take it from our family. Any place where we lack your goodness, remove all of them. We receive your blessing. Your blessing make us rich in everything you have promised us. And you add no sorrow. We refuse sorrow. Any additional sorrow we refuse. Any other sorrow from the spirit, from demons, from humans, from anything, we reject all of them in the name of Jesus. We receive the blessing of God. We have been blessed in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, we receive all the spiritual blessings. You created us with blessing. You poured your blessing in us. Every male, every female. In our lives, in our household, in our families, in our church, in our ministry, in everything you've called us to do, you have blessed us. We say that blessing is activated. They are working now. We are fruitful. We have dominion. We are multiplying. Everything is moving according to what you have called us to do. They obey us. They obey when we speak. In the name of Jesus, they work for our good. They don't work against us. We have more than enough to eat. Everything you've provided is working for us. There is no lack in our lives, neither in our families. We have no financial lack. Breakthroughs in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, our health is healthy. We are speedily healthy. Everything is working in our lives. Our finance is speedily prosperous. In the name of Jesus, everything is working good. We give you praise. You pronounce very good on our lives. We receive very good. Everything is good. And everything you made is very good. We receive the goodness of God. Goodness of God that has been pronounced over us is at work right now. From this day on, I walk in the goodness. Say with me, from this day on, I walk in the goodness of God. Very good. Very good. Very good. Good begat good. Everything good is coming my way. I receive the very good of God for me and my household and every area of my life. For glory and peace, for our ministry, for our families, and our spiritual partners and children all over the world. In Jesus' name we declare it so done. Say amen.